From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Louisiana after the hurricanes now faces a $1 billion budget shortfall. But first this. President Bush traveled to Pennsylvania today to deliver his Veterans Day remarks to military personnel and their families at the Toby Hanna Army Depot. The president stressed the importance of a continuing American presence in Iraq.
The terrorists regard Iraq as a central front in their war against humanity. We must recognize Iraq as a central front in our war against the terrorists.
But in Washington earlier this week, some lawmakers questioned the evidence for the war in Iraq, and the president's legislative agenda has suffered setbacks on Capitol Hill. Key legislation stalled because of the lack of Republican support. And in elections on Tuesday, these are off-year elections, GOP candidates lost two governor's races. With us now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He talks politics with us every Friday here on Day to Day. And first of all, Juan, what do you make of the president's remarks today?
Well, I think he's trying to build a case, Madeline, and the case is one that he tried to build over the summer. His offensive or defensive posture, depending on how you look at it, was delayed by Hurricane Katrina, and the problems that surrounded the administration at that time really took them off track in what they anticipated to be an early fall rollout in terms of trying to build American support for the continuing war effort. As you've seen in polls, those numbers are starkly down. The Democrats are even now proposing a timetable for pulling troops. You see one proposal that's getting a lot of attention in Washington coming from Larry Korb, who was an assistant defense secretary in the Reagan administration. He's proposing a plan to pull 80,000 troops from Iraq next year. We've heard from Senator Kerry, who also proposes withdrawals. I think the president's now trying to say this is a lot like World War II. He's trying to build that historical analogy because what he sees is Americans have no stomach for a continuing loss of life already past 2,000.
And today, Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, normally a staunch defender of the president's policies, was not in attendance at the speech today. Why not?
Well, I think we're back to politics now. What we're hearing from Santorum's office is that he had a prior commitment to speak on Veterans Day. But I don't think there's any question, as we're hearing from Santorum's Democratic opponents in Pennsylvania, that if the president was popular at this moment, Rick Santorum would be right with him. And after the elections on Tuesday, where you saw Democrats win in New Jersey, but also Virginia, I think that there's lots of calculation about exactly how much support, how much in the way of coattails does this president have for Republicans, which is really telling about where the president stands at this moment.
Right. And Santorum is seen as vulnerable in next year's elections.
Oh, very much. He's trailing right now his opponent by about 10. Some have polls have him 18 points behind, Casey.
And more trouble for Republicans. Last night, the House Republicans canceled a vote on their spending bill, and that was because of a lack of GOP support. What was going on there?
Well, again, what you have is GOP moderates. I guess this really ties into our previous question, Madeline. What you see is GOP moderates saying, wait a second, what about some cuts in spending if we're going to have more tax cuts? And there's great concern that, you know, the party that has been known as the party of fiscal discipline, the GOP, is a party that's now driven up tremendously high deficits. And so where are the commensurate cuts in spending if you're going to have tax cuts that really benefit the rich by all estimates, their tax cuts in terms of investment income? So I think you see that, and there's also a rebellion in part over having drilling in the Arctic National Refuge in Anwar. So all of that is empowering the moderates at a time when what it looks like is it's saying that there's a real fracture within the Republican Party. And I think this is in part because the iron will, the discipline that was coming from the White House, is now at low ebb given the president's low approval numbers.
Another dissent from Arizona Republican Senator John McCain this week, breaking with the White House Iraq policy. What does that signal in terms of the presidential elections?
Well, it signals that you don't have to walk in fear of the president's political power at this moment, Madeline. And what you see is John McCain, I think, staking out ground that America needs to remain on some high moral level and saying that he's the man to take us in that direction. And he and President Bush have been political opponents for some time. But I think McCain feels more strongly now than ever that he can create his own identity apart from President Bush.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday to talk about politics. Thanks a lot, Juan.
My pleasure, Madeline.